Thank you for calling. This lesson is designed to deal with problems faced by many people. How can we know God exists, and how do we answer questions raised by skeptics and atheists about the Bible? We hope you will listen to this message with an open mind, and if you have questions or would like to hear more, we hope you will write us. An address will be given at the end of the lesson. Chariots of the Gods and Common Sense. Within the past few years, there has been a series of books, films, television programs, and a variety of other materials which have attempted to suggest that the Earth has been regularly visited by intruders from outer space. One of the most popular of these different works has been a book written by a Danish writer by the name of Erik von Daniken. Perhaps his most notable work has been Chariot of the Gods. In this particular material, Mr. von Daniken suggests that many, many years ago, perhaps even millions of years ago, ancient astronauts from some other place in space looked down upon the Earth and saw ape-like animals running around here and decided that they would manipulate the genetic material of these individuals so they would turn into man. The idea then, of course, is that man's origin is explained in terms of the interference on the part of these extraterrestrial beings in the genetic ancestors of man. Mr. von Daniken then further asserts that about 4,000 years ago, these same individuals came back to the Earth and checked up on their creation, if we could call ourselves that, to see how we were getting along. He even references some of his claims to the Bible. For instance, he tells us that when we read in Genesis the statement, "Let us create man in our image," what is really being said is that one astronaut is talking to another about making the genetic interference in man's ancestors. This then obviously has a great importance to us, not only because it challenges the concept of God creating man, but also because there are many individuals who are grasping this as a means of justifying their behavior in this life. We would like, in this brief discussion, to raise three objections or three factual errors that we believe, from a common sense standpoint, demonstrate the inadequacies of Mr. von Daniken's assertions. The first of these is what we call logical inconsistencies. Some of the material that Mr. von Daniken presents is just totally illogical as far as its approach and as far as the explanations that he has given us. For example, one of the arguments that he gives us to support the idea that ancient astronauts have come back to the Earth and visited us and manipulated and changed the course of our affairs are some landing strips, as he calls them, in South America. These are located in Peru in a place called Nazca. And these huge, long, flat surfaces are asserted by Mr. von Daniken to be runways where the astronauts landed and took off with their spaceships. Near these runways, there are huge pictures that have been etched on the ground, some of them as large as a mile or 2 miles in diameter. Mr. von Daniken asserts that there's no way that a man on the ground could have possibly drawn these pictures, and so he suggests that ancient astronauts must have done this to help themselves locate their landing strips. Now, there are many things that could be said about this, but we just raise a logical point here. And that is, why, if astronauts could navigate to the Earth and to somewhere else and then come back to the Earth, do they need a picture on the ground to be able to locate their runway? This is obviously a very inconsistent pattern. Many of the other assertions of Mr. von Daniken are equally illogical. For instance, there are some huge statues in the Easter Island that are erected out of volcanic rock and are looking out over the ocean. Mr. von Daniken suggests to us that these statues couldn't possibly have been put there by the skills of the natives who have lived in that area. So he asserts that the astronauts must have helped them place these stones. Now, why would astronauts bother with helping individuals put huge faces out on the edge of an island looking out into the ocean? And even further, why would they do something like this and not help these people with their medical practices? We know, for example, that the ancient Egyptians practiced medical techniques that are horrendous to us today. We know that there were individuals at that time who prescribed smearing donkey manure on cuts to stop them from bleeding. Now why, if the ancient astronauts were interfering with the affairs of man, wouldn't these very wise astronauts tell us, "Hey, don't smear donkey manure in cuts"? There are numerous logical inconsistencies in Mr. von Daniken's material. And secondly, there are factual misrepresentations when an explanation is known. Let's go back to the Easter Island statues for a minute. Mr. von Daniken says there's no way these statues could have been erected by the people who live in the Easter Island area. And yet there's a book called Aku Aku, The Secrets of Easter Island, written by a man named Thor Heyerdahl, whom you may recall from his Kon-Tiki expedition, who has given us a detailed picture-supported explanation as to how these huge statues were placed in the ground. Now one might say, well, Mr. von Daniken just didn't know about that. But he quotes from that same book on numerous occasions. Clearly, there is a misrepresentation. And thirdly, we'd like to point out that there are explanations which totally ignore scholarly explanations or are horribly incomplete themselves. He suggests, for example, that the pyramids couldn't possibly have been built by ancient peoples. And yet there are good scholarly explanations and studies that have been done by people who have spent many, many years examining the techniques that were used to build the pyramids. And there are numerous individuals who lived at the time the pyramids were being built that have given detailed explanations as to how it was accomplished. There are all kinds of materials that can be used to show the inadequacies in Mr. von Däniken's material. The point, of course, is that men are searching. All of us recognize the futility of this life, and we need to find something better. And many people are grabbing at wild and imaginative stories in a desperate hope to escape the problems and difficulties of this life. Jesus Christ tells us, "I am the way." Certainly, as we examine the efforts of men to provide some kind of an explanation which would usurp the explanation God has given us, we can realize the fallacies of such arguments. Christ is the way, and all of the man-made stories and imaginative tales that can be thought up cannot begin to compare with the majesty of God's creation and the system that Jesus Christ gave us by which we should live.
The message you have just heard...